Now we come here to this last division in chapter 11. And here is the reason for restoring the nation Israel. And what's the reason? Well, it's locked in the riches of the wisdom of God. Now, my friend, let's put it down that what God is doing is wise, and that what he's doing is right, and that what he is doing is the best that can be done. As we've said before, it's the natural man, and you and I have an old nature that questions God when he makes a decision. I've heard many Christians say, why are the heathen lost? Don't receive the gospel? God has no right to do that. My friend, God has every right that's imaginable. He's God. And what he's doing is right. If you don't think it is, your thinking is wrong. He's right. And if you don't think he's being smart, you're wrong. God's not stupid. You are, and I am, but not God, my friend. Oh, how we need to recognize this. Now, he says here, listen to him, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. A glorious place Paul's come to. Paul now puts all of this in the wisdom and the glory of God. Or as Godet put it, he says it's like a traveler who's reached the summit of an alpine ascent. The apostle turns and contemplates. Depths are at his feet, but waves of light illumine them. And there spreads all around an immense horizon, which his eye commands. Now, this section we've come to is nothing in the world but pure praise to God. And he's not offering any argument at all. Yet it's the greatest argument that is imaginable. If you and I do not understand the why of God's dealings with Israel and the Gentiles and ourselves, it's not because there's not a good and sufficient reason. The difficulty is with us today to understand it. I remember that when I took my little girl, she got fever 104 over Phoenix, Arizona. We were driving back from Texas, and I took her to the hospital. Poor little sick thing. She said, why, Daddy, do I have to go to the hospital? She couldn't understand it. She's sick. And she just didn't understand. But may I say to you, her daddy was doing what he did because he thought it was the wisest thing, and because he loved her, and because it was the best thing that could be done under the circumstances. Oh, my friend, all of what God is doing, you say, I don't understand it. Then just believe him. Remember, after all, you're a little baby. You won't understand. My little girl, she didn't understand why I took her to the hospital, and the doctor probed around and actually made her cry. That didn't seem to be very good. But oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.